Blog Talk Radio.
We always looking out for me. He's always busy opening doors that I don't even see. I don't have to worry, for he takes good care of me. Jesus is looking out for me. He always looking out for me. He's always busy opening doors that I don't even see. I don't have to worry, for he takes good care of me. Oh, Jesus is looking out for me. Oh, he's always looking out for me. He's always busy opening doors that I don't even see. I don't have to worry, for he takes good care of me. Oh, Jesus is looking out for me. How about you tonight? Oh, he's always looking out for me. He's always busy opening doors that I don't even see. I don't have to worry, for he takes good care of me. Oh, Jesus is looking out for me. I'm going to say that one more time. He's always looking out for me. He's always busy opening doors that I don't even see. I don't have to worry, for he takes good care of me. Oh, Jesus is looking out for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to put your hands together right now and give the Lord some praise. Amen. Come on, let's give thanks unto the Lord. Come on, let's thank the Lord tonight. Let's thank him tonight. Let's give the Lord some praise tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's always looking out for me. He's always busy opening doors that I don't even see. I don't have to worry, for Jesus, he takes good care of me. Amen. Hasn't God been good to you? Hasn't God been taking good care of you tonight? Hasn't God been providing for you, making ways, amen, out of no way? Amen. We praise God, amen, for that. Amen. That's my testimony tonight, saying Jesus is always looking out for me. He's always busy opening doors that I don't even see. I don't have to worry, and you don't have to worry. Why? Because we know that God is going to take care of every need. God is going to take care of his own. Amen. For our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve tonight. A God that is concerned about us and a God that loves us so much that he's willing to do all of this for you and I. Amen. We bring you greetings to the, amen, in the name of the Lord. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. On this Thursday evening, amen, night, wherever you may be, some may be even in the morning time, wherever, amen, your central and eastern time may be. We bring you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, our Redeemer, our blood washing, amen, our cleansing, amen. He's everything. Everything that we need, amen, is all in Jesus. Amen. We praise God for his grace, his mercy. Thank God for another day's journey. How the Lord has kept us, how he's blessed us. Amen. Allowed us just to be, amen, among the living and not among the dead. Amen. We, for that, we give God glory. Amen. We give God all the praise tonight because we know that the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. So we welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. As you're coming in, amen, as you're positioning yourself, amen, to be blessed by God tonight, amen, we want you to reach out to, amen, as many people as you can and allow them, amen, invite them, to come on to the Brand News Network, amen, broadcast with you tonight. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. We are recording, amen, recording live. Amen. As we do every night. Amen. And for your benefit, you can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast along with any other broadcast that you so desire to have. Amen. And it's our pleasure, amen, to send you the link for the broadcast because we want you to listen to it and be blessed all over again. But we also want you to share this broadcast, amen, in the link, the recording with someone else because we want the Word of God to just be spread all across the world and the globe. We want everybody to, amen, get a piece of what God, amen, has done and what God has said, amen, in this hour. Amen. One thing about it, the Word of God is always on time. No matter how you get it, no matter how it comes, as long as it's from God, it's always an in-season word. So we just praise God tonight. We bless the Lord for all things. Amen. We love the Lord tonight. We thank God for being saved. Thank God being saved from our sins, being sanctified through the truth. Amen. Having the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that keeping power, that keeps us when we can't keep ourselves. Amen. And sometimes when this old flesh don't want to be kept. Amen. But the Holy Ghost that abides on the inside, amen, it causes us to do right when we would do wrong. It causes us to go in the right direction when we would ordinarily go in the wrong direction. So I don't know about you, but I'm thanking God for the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. I'm thanking God for the indwelling of His Spirit that lives and abides down in my soul. Amen. You can't live and you cannot do it. You cannot do this without the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's not a man on this earth that can live right without the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost, amen, it'll help you. Amen, it'll cause you to do the things that are pleasing in the sight of God. Amen, not just one day, not just on Sundays. Amen, but every day of the week, the Holy Ghost, amen, will cause you to live right. Amen, He'll bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever the Lord has said unto us. So I just praise God tonight for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has me here tonight. Amen, not of my own will, not of my own, but I got to realize that it's the Holy Ghost, amen, that's keeping me going. Amen. So we just praise God. We give honor where honor is due to our visionary of this, amen, great prayer news network, amen, outreach, amen, a person of advantage in that Bradley. Amen. Thank God for the woman of God for obedience. We thank God, amen, even for each one of you, how you so willingly come to this line every night, amen, to support the work of the Lord. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support. We thank you for, amen, the love, amen, that you have shown to us. Amen. Thank you for all your feedback. Thank you, amen, for, amen, you, amen, just being a blessing to this ministry, even sowing into this ministry, planting seeds, amen. We just thank God for all things. God is so good. Amen. And the work of the Lord must go on. Why should the work of the Lord cease? Amen. Why should we come down off the walls? Amen. And the work of God cease. Amen. We can't come down. We got to stay on the walls. Amen. And continue. Amen. To cry holiness. Amen. Unto us. Amen. The Lord. Amen. So we just praise God for each one of you. Amen. As you're coming on in, we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. I am your co-host for tonight, Minister Emmanuel Holt. Amen. We come, amen, once again gathered in His name. Amen. To worship the Lord. And we know that God has a blessing. Amen. We don't know how God is going to move tonight. We don't know when, what part of the service He's going to choose to move, to send His anointing. But all we know, amen, we got to get ready. We got to position ourselves, amen, to receive, amen, the blessing of the Lord. Amen. All good things, amen, come from above. Amen. And we praise God for the blessings that flow, amen, into our lives, into our hearts. We thank God for, amen, the love of Jesus. Amen. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we're here because of God's love. Amen. His mercy and His grace has us here tonight. So while I'm here, I might as well praise Him. Amen. While you're here, you might as well lift Him up. Amen. Oh, that men will praise the Lord everywhere. Amen. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness towards us. Amen. You ought to lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Regardless of what kind of day you had, you may have had a trying day. You may have had a busy day. But now you can lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Because God has been just that good. Amen unto us. So we praise God tonight. Amen. We give God the praise. We give God the glory. Amen for all that he has done. Glory be to God. Amen. So we just thank God. Amen. Amen. We're going to, amen, continue on. Amen. We're going to move on out the way. Amen. We have a great speaker tonight. But we want you to put your minds on Jesus. Amen. As I always say, remove all distractions. Amen. We're still in our prayer revival. Amen. We're still in our prayer revival. The Lord has been blessed. Amen. So we want to keep our minds on Jesus. We don't want to come this far, amen, in distractions. Amen. Amen. Distract us from receiving, amen, the ultimate blessing of the Lord. Amen. We want everything. Amen. We want everything that God has prepared and laid out for us. Amen. So we want you to remove, amen, yourself from all distractions. Amen. We want, amen, all the distractions to be removed from you. Amen. So if the TV's on, amen, all in the background, amen, turn the TV off. Amen. If you got even music playing, amen, amen, turn the music off. Go to a quiet place. Find a quiet spot, a quiet place, that secret place. Amen. Go into that secret closet. Amen. So you can give this time to the Lord and him only. Amen. Dedicate this time to the Lord and say this time is for God and God alone. Amen. Because we want to be able to talk to God, but we want God to talk back to us. Amen. In order for God to talk back to us and for us to be able to hear his voice, sometimes we have to silence ourselves. Amen. Be still and know that he is God. Amen. We praise God for, amen, everything. Thank you once again for you coming into the Prayer News Network. Amen. Being a part of this broadcast tonight. To all of our first-time listeners, amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord, and we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. This is a place where everybody is somebody. Amen. Everybody is somebody. Amen. This is a church without walls, no judgment. Amen. You ain't got no worry about nobody looking at you funny. Nobody, amen, criticizing you. This is a church without walls. Amen. This is between you and God. Amen. This is between you and God. The only person that can see you, amen, is God. Amen. You may have others around you. Yes, they can see you. But on this phone line, on, amen, the radio, Blog Talk Radio, amen, on, amen, Facebook right now, the only person that can see you is God. Amen. We know that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. So God, amen, he has his eyes on you tonight, and he's beholding, amen, you on this prayer line, seeking his face, seeking after him, desiring to get a word from the Lord. He that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Tonight, God, come to fill you up. Amen. Will you allow God to fill you up tonight? Will you allow God to fill you up tonight? Amen. Somebody ought to say, fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. Amen. So we praise God. We thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. That have gone on. Amen. Before us, our forerunners. Amen. Those that have labored in the vineyard down through the years. Amen. We give honor, amen, to each and every one of them. Amen. Some have, amen, transitioned, amen, to eternal life. Amen. Going home to be with the Lord. And others are still here laboring in the master's vineyard. And whatsoever is right, the Lord said, I will pay thee. Amen. God is going to give us a crown of righteousness. Amen. But we got to work for it. We have to work out our soul salvation. Amen. We got to work while it is day. When night cometh, no man shall be able to work. So we praise God for each and every one of them. Thank God, amen, for the covering of this lawn. Thank God for, amen, the late Apostle F.T. James. Amen. And his, amen, companion, Mother James and the James Amen, S.T. James family, and to the S.T. James ministry. We praise God, amen, for the men and women of God, how they labored in the vineyard. Some are still laboring, as before stated. But we thank God, amen, for the path, the foundation that has been laid for us, that we could continue to build upon this foundation. Amen, that solid rock, Jesus. Amen, he is the great foundation. We thank God, amen, give honor to, amen, the other presiding, amen, apostles and bishops, amen, apostle, amen, Bettina, amen, to Apostle Taylor, amen, his wife, amen, Mother Taylor, to, amen, all of your leaders. We praise God for your leaders. Thank God, amen, for each and every one of them. Thank God for all the leaders that come to this line. Amen. Not just to preach, not just to speak, but come to this line just to, amen, bless it and just to support it. Amen. You're standing by in the background praying for us, praying for this Prayer News Network, that the, amen, the work of the Lord may go on and continue, and that souls may, amen, be saved and come to Christ. So we thank you, amen, for your prayers and your support, amen, even in times such as this. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, each one of you. Thank God for my leaders, amen, my Northern District Bishop, Bishop Richard Jackson, to my Southern District Bishop, amen, the late Bishop Louis Marshall, amen, to his precious wife, amen, Mother Janice Marshall, amen, to, amen, all of our mothers, amen, in Zion. We praise God for all of our mothers, each and every one of you. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for your wisdom and your strength. Amen. We give God praise. We give God glory for you. Amen. Thank God, amen, for my, amen, my, amen, local pastor, amen, Pastor Mark Oaks, Lady Kalisa Oaks. Thank God, amen, for, amen, great, amen, man of God and woman of God. Amen. Prayer warriors, intercessors. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, everyone. Amen. Thank God for you tonight. Amen. For all of our international listeners. Thank God for all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. To our listeners that tune in, amen, by way of Facebook. Amen. Podcast. Amen. We praise God for each and every one of you. We cannot, amen, thank God enough. But we want you to know that we, amen, certainly thank God, amen, for you. Amen, for you came and coming to this line, amen, supporting this line, and just finding something, amen, amen, beneficial from the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, we want you to know we love you. Amen, the Prayer News Network, we love you. Amen, but God loves you best. And can't nobody do you like Jesus. Amen, because he is God. Amen, so we praise God for all things. We want you, amen, to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. As we get ready to go into the sanctification of the Lord. Amen. We want you, amen, to prepare your minds tonight. Sanctify your minds. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Amen. We don't want anything standing in the way that is going to hinder us from touching and reaching heaven tonight. Because I know if you touch God, he's going to touch you back. Amen. Psalms say, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. But in order to do that, we must be clean. He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Amen. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and from the God of his salvation. Amen. So we want to, amen, sanctify this line, sanctify ourselves. Amen. We want God to cleanse us through and through, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, from, amen, the works of the flesh. Amen. Amen. So will you pray with me tonight? Psalm 66 and 18 says, I regard iniquity in my heart. The Lord will not hear me. We have to love everybody. Amen. You got to love those that, amen, misuse you, those that persecute you, those that scandalize your name, those that treat you wrong, and those that don't like you. You got to love them. And your love got to be real. Amen. You got to have that agape love. And the only way we can have it is God. He gives us the grace to be able to do this. So we can do it with the help of the Lord. Amen. Will we, amen, pray with me tonight as we go into, amen, prayer?
The recording has started.
Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for being the giver of every good and perfect gift. Father God, we just praise you right now. We glorify you, God. We magnify you, for we know that you are God. We know that you are good. Father God, you've been good to us all day long. Father God, you spared our lives. You let our golden moments roll on just another day, just a little while longer. Father God, we realize that we did not have to wake up this morning. Oh, God, it could have been another way. We could have slept on into eternity. But, Lord, you touched us with your finger of love this morning. You let us arise, and when we rose, we were clothed in our right mind. We had, oh God, the activity of our limbs. We had the use of our hands. We was able to walk. We was able to talk. We was able to see with our eyes. Oh God, we was able to hear with our ears. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for it being as well as it is. Oh God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Father God, we just say thank you, Lord. Oh God, some may have had aches and pain today, but still in all, God, you're still good. Oh, God, through it all, you're still good. In the name of Jesus, we realize it could have been a lot worse. Oh, God, things could be a lot worse than what they are. But, Lord, we give you praise for it being as well as it is. Father God, it is well with my soul today. Father God, it is well with my soul. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you right now. Oh, God, we thank you for your touch, God. We thank you for your prayer. Presence, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Ghost tonight that abides on the inside. Oh, God, we thank you for the washing of your blood. Oh, God, for washing our souls, for cleansing us from all unrighteousness and from all the works of the flesh. Oh, Jesus, we praise you right now, Lord. You've been mighty good to us. Oh, God, we know you're real. You're real down in our souls. Thank you for the press tonight. Oh, God, we're pressing on. We're pressing on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're reaching for higher heights and deeper depths in the Lord. Oh, God, we know there's deeper depths. We know there's higher heights in you. Oh, God, take us to this level tonight. Take us to a new level in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come before you, Lord, and we approach your throne of grace. Oh, God, we ask you right now. Oh, God, that you may help us, God. Oh, God, we worship you, Lord. But as we go into the intercourse, God, oh God, we want to come in clean hands and a pure heart tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we asking that you will move, Lord. Oh, God, move on us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, move on us tonight. Lord, touch our bodies, Lord. Oh, God, touch our hearts tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you able, Lord. Oh, sin be forgiven. Let iniquity be blotted out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we need you to touch us tonight. Touch, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, quicken our mortal bodies, in the name of Jesus. If any sick on the line tonight, let them be healed. Any afflicted tonight, let them pray. Oh, Jesus, I know you able, Lord. Deliver tonight, God. Deliver somebody. Deliver our souls, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. We need you to move tonight. Oh, God, it is the Spirit of God that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. You said in your word, the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, if he dwell in us, he shall also quicken our mortal bodies. Quicken us tonight, Lord, by your Spirit. Raise us up tonight, Lord. Raise us up, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen your people tonight. Encourage every heart, Lord. Every heart on the line tonight. We pray right now. You bless them, oh God. Leave them with a blessing tonight. We declare tonight, God, that they will not and they shall not leave this line the same way they got on. In Jesus' name, you're going to move tonight. You're going to deliver tonight. You're going to set free tonight. tonight. You're going to heal tonight. You're going to save somebody's soul. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do it for your name's sake. Do it tonight, Lord. Oh, God, do it, Lord. You're doing it right now. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're doing it right now, God. A shifting is taking place. You're shifting the atmosphere. You're moving things around in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Thank you for a breakthrough right now. Thank you for your anointing right now. Thank you for your power right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. In the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, Lord. Have your way in our life, God. You take over, Lord. Move step out the way, God. You be glorified tonight. You have your way, God. Do what you want to do tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Oh, God, without you, we can do nothing. Oh, God, we're depending on you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we're leaning on you tonight. We take you at your word, God. We trust you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We trust you tonight, Lord. Yes, to your will, God. Yes, to your will, Lord. Not our will tonight, Lord. Your will be done, Lord. Your will tonight, Lord. You know what's best, God. You know what you're doing, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, your will has already been established. Your will has been established in the earth. Oh, God, bring us, oh, God, under subjection. Bring us, oh, God, under obedience to your will tonight. In the name of Jesus, bring self under subjection. Help us to yield ourselves to you, Lord. Help us to surrender unto your will tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for your perfect will tonight. Oh, God, your perfect will be done. Oh, God, in earth as it is in heaven, your perfect will be done in our life tonight, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able, Lord. Oh, God, save tonight, Lord. Look on those backsliders tonight, God. Those that drifted away from the faith. Those that have got discouraged, that have given up. Oh, God, restore unto them the joy of our salvation. Oh, God, bring them back to the fold, Lord. Look on that lost sheep that have gone astray. That lost sheep that have wandered off, God. We pray right now that you will bring them back. Bring them back to the fold, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you say you're married to the backslider. Oh, God, you have not separated yourself from us. Oh, God, we may have separated ourselves from you, but you're nigh thee, oh, God. You are nigh, God. You're near us, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, help us to stand. Help us to do thy will. Keep us in perfect peace. Oh, God, trials and tribulations. Oh, God, on every hand. But, Lord, we pray tonight, God, that you would keep our minds and our hearts, oh, God, in perfect peace, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cause our hearts not to be troubled. Cause us not to have a troubled spirit, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to be restless. But, God, you said in all things, God, be careful for nothing, but in all things to give thanks, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh, God, to hide your word in our heart, that we may not sin against you, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, more love to thee. Teach us to love you with all of our heart. Teach us to love you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, look on the bereaved families tonight. Oh, God, remember the bereaved families, those that have lost loved ones, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you will comfort them, Lord. Oh, God, shield them, God, comfort them tonight. Give them the strength they need, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember the Frazier family tonight. Oh, God, your will must be done. Help us accept your will tonight, Lord, in the mighty mighty name of Jesus. We realize you don't make no mistakes. Lord, you know what you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to bless the Prayer News Network Global. Oh, God, bless every listener tonight. Every listener that comes to the Lord, God, whether by telephone, whether by radio, whether, oh, God, by, oh, God, Facebook or any other means, God. We pray you will bless every listener, God. Oh, God, reach out and touch them tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Reach out and touch them, Lord, just as you have touched me already, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Save, God. Reach out. Save that lost soul. Look on the man that's strung out on drugs. Look on that woman that's on drugs. Oh, God, reach out and grab them, God. Grab them all back on in, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on that mother tonight that have abandoned her children. Oh, God, help, oh, God, to be the mother that you have called her and allowed her to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Look on the children, God. Oh, God, the young people that are out on the street, God. Oh, God, that are standing on the corners. Oh, God, that are selling drugs tonight. Oh, God, have mercy on the Lord. Oh, God, reach this generation. Reach this lost generation, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Reach this generation, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send somebody their way to be a witness to them, Lord. Oh, God, that they may hear of your goodness. Oh, God, let them know there is a better way of living, Let them know that, oh, God, they can have a better life in Christ, In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, save our children, Lord. Oh, God, deliver our children, out of every evil work, out of every situation, oh, God, out of every entanglement. Deliver our children, Lord. Oh, God, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, set your love upon them tonight, and use them for your service, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we declare tonight that shackles shall be broken. We declare tonight that bands shall be loose. We declare tonight that liberty shall take place. Oh, God, he said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We bind up the will of the enemy. We loose the will of God tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind
muted
tonight. Oh, God, and we loose liberty that your word may have recourse tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we count it done. We count it done right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Come on and thank the Lord with me tonight. Come on and thank the Lord with me tonight. We count it done right now. We count it done already. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name. Thank you, Lord, God. Amen. Tonight we just thank the Lord for his movement of his spirit already. We thank God for the power of prayer. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is victory through the blood of Jesus. Satan is already defeated, and God is exalted, and Jesus is Lord. We declare that out of our mouth. Amen. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. For the, amen, this opportunity, amen, just to come into your hearing, into your homes, your workplaces, your vehicles, amen, wherever you may be at this point in time. We thank God for allowing us to come, amen, unto you once again in the name of the Lord. Amen. We greet you, one and all. We greet you. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We're your visionary founder is in the person of Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this outreach ministry. And the Lord is doing great things on this line. How the Lord is blessing us. He's strengthening us. He's saving. He's healing. Amen. He is delivering. So we want God to continue to do what he does best. Amen. And Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. I don't want to miss the mighty move of God. but I want to be a part of what God is doing in this hour. So we just praise God for all things. Amen. We hope that you have reached out to someone to let them know that the Prayer News Network broadcast is on and that we are on live tonight. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. Invite somebody to come. Amen. And be a part of this broadcast. Amen. We do have a great speaker tonight. Amen. But just before, amen, introduce our speaker, we're going to, amen, ask, amen, Sister Mary Holland, amen, to come forth for our opening scripture reading. God bless you, Sister Mary Holland.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the co-host for tonight, Minister Emmanuel Holt, to our visionary, Evangelist Annette Bradley, to the TNN advisors, the TNN prayer warriors, and to all our listeners near and far. Our scripture tonight will be taken from Psalms 103, the first eight verses of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Blessing to everyone.
Amen. We thank God. Amen for that scripture reading. Coming through, amen, Sister Mary Holland. Amen. God's word is right. God's word is true, and God's word is, amen, good. So we thank God, amen, for the scripture reading. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Appreciate you, amen. Amen. Allowing God to use you, amen, in the scripture reading. There is power in the word of God. Amen. We got to learn to put the word of God in our atmosphere every day. Speak God's word. Read God's word. Amen. All in your atmosphere. It makes all the difference. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. We're moving right along. Amen. Did you come to worship God tonight? Amen. Did you come to bless the Lord tonight? Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. So we pray that you came to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Amen. We pray that you came with a praise in your heart and in your spirit, because we want to bless the Lord. We want to magnify the name of the Lord. Amen. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for all his goodness towards us. Amen. We come to praise the Lord tonight. Amen. We're going to be favored with a worship, amen, song. Amen. Coming through our very own, amen, visionary and founder of the Prayer News Network Global Outreach Ministry in the person of Evangelist Annette Bradley. God bless you, woman of God. You may take the platform at this time.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you tonight. Giving God thanks, giving God praise. Amen. Protocol has already been established. We thank God for what he's done to this point. Thank God for the prayer, the scripture tonight. Just giving God thanks for just who he is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Because even so, in this fast, amen, I don't know about you, but I have been so blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. And it just gives me great joy tonight. Amen. To just sing, amen, one of my favorite songs. Amen. Glory be to God. We would that you pray with me. Amen. Sing with me. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God as we prepare. Amen. Because we're preparing the word. Amen. Glory to God. So pray with me. Amen. Sing with me as, amen, we worship the Lord. The song says, shout goodbye, heavenly burden. a load of guilt and shame and shame and shame. Oh, but then the hand of Jesus touched me and now I'm no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. Oh, I know the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened, and now I know Jesus touched me. Thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Made me whole. Oh, he touched me. Oh, yes, Jesus touched me. Thank you, Jesus. And the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something, glory to God, something happened.
And now,
oh, yeah. Whoa, I know. Oh, Jesus touched me and made me whole. One more time. Oh, he touched me. Oh, my Savior touched me. Oh, and the joy that floods my soul. Thank you, Lord. Oh, something happened. Oh, glory to God. And now I know. Me, I'm glad he touched me. My Savior touched me. Ah, oh, glory to God. And may bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Can you give the Lord some praise right where you are tonight? Amen. Can you give God some praise if you know the Lord touched you? Amen. Have the Lord touched you tonight? Amen. Have the Lord touched you and made you whole tonight? And for that, you ought to give God the praise. Amen. Praise God. Amen. For that beautiful selection coming through our very own visionary and founder of the Prayer News Network Global in the person of Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the woman of God coming to us tonight. Amen. To embrace us. Amen. With, amen, a solo saying, Jesus, touch me. And now my life is no longer the same. Do you feel that way tonight? Have God made a change in your life? Since the hands of Jesus touched you, have your life been changed? And your life has never been the same. Amen. We praise God tonight for all things. Amen. We are going to move out, amen, of the way, amen, of the speaker's time. But we just, amen, thank God for our speaker tonight. Amen. Who the Lord has appointed and anointed for this hour. Amen. To come into our hearing to break the bread of life unto us. Amen. People of God, amen, want you to prepare your hearts and your minds to receive, amen, what God has to say to us in this hour. Amen. They that receive the word of God gladly. You got to learn to receive God's word gladly in order to be blessed by God. Amen. So we thank God for this woman of God. She's no stranger to the Prayer News Network. Amen. She's family. She's a part of us. Amen. She's willing and eager always to, amen, aid us and lend a helping hand, amen, in this ministry. Amen. We thank God for her. And as well, she herself, she has, amen, a radio broadcast as well, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. She has, amen, a broadcast as well. Amen. How the Lord is blessing her broadcast, how the word of God is going out even on her broadcast. Amen. So we just give God glory. We give God praise. But she takes time, amen, to come over to the Prayer News Network. Amen. And help us, amen, to get the word of Jesus out to many of the lost souls of men everywhere. So without any further ado, thank God for this woman of God. Amen. And she just celebrated a birthday on yesterday. Amen. She had a birthday on yesterday, and we pray that she had a great, awesome day. Amen. In the Lord. And we pray that she's still celebrating, amen, her new year of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. So without any further ado, we're going to yield the platform to our speaker, amen, of the hour, and the person of our very own, amen, Pastor Evangelist Sheila Hameen, amen, from Holy Temple Church of God out of Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. Let's greet her with a hearty praise the Lord as she takes the platform at this time. God bless you, woman of God. The platform is now into your hands.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm so thankful that God has blessed us once again to be together on the Prayer News Network Global. And I truly thank God for this great ministry. I thank God for everyone who has tuned in. And I'm excited. I'm excited for what the Lord has done. And tonight, I thank God for the opening scripture, for the song of praise and the prayer. I tell you, God is just blessing us already. The presence of the Lord is just so strong in this ministry, going out over the airways, reaching souls everywhere. And I'm so happy for what the Lord is doing. Praise God. And I thank God for that introduction. Thank God for you, Minister Emmanuel. I thank God also for the visionary who established this by the grace of God and by the leading of the Lord, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Praise be to God, Dr. Bradley. Thank God. I'm just so excited for what the Lord is doing. And yes, on yesterday, the Lord blessed me to see another year, and I'm glad about it. I'm happy. I feel good in my soul. I feel good in my body. Praise the Lord. And I'm just so grateful that the Lord has looked down on me and had mercy on my soul. Praise the Lord. And he gave me a happy day on yesterday. But it didn't just start yesterday. The happiness started a long time ago. but usually I like to celebrate the whole entire month because God has blessed me to see the return of the day. Oh, and I'm so glad about it. Still with the mind to serve the Lord. Still with the mind to do the Lord's will. Praise God. But I'm not going to take up that time tonight and just getting ready to go to the Word of God. So if you want to read along, get your Bibles ready, and let's prepare to go to the Scriptures. Praise the Lord. I ask that you will pray with me on tonight and pray for me that the Lord will have his way. So without further ado, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we give you thanks. Heavenly Father, we come to you and we humble ourselves. Lord, we open our hearts, our minds, and our souls, oh God, to receive from you whatsoever your word is. Lord God, minister unto us according to your will, Lord Jesus, and you know our needs both spiritually, naturally, mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever the need is, Lord God, we believe you tonight that you will minister to us through your word, and we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us go to the Word of God, and tonight I'll be speaking from the book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 10. And verses 14 through 21, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 1 reads, "For we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that has wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Verse 14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll stop right here with these scriptures. And tonight, the title of the message is Absent from the Body. And the theme is Present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul began to write to the church at Corinth, and he was writing to them to explain some things concerning being absent or present with the Lord. Amen. Absent from the body, rather, and present with the Lord, and what this means to the born-again believer. As he went on to say, this is confidently, as he starts out saying, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And when he referred to tabernacle, talking about this body that we dwell in, a temporary fixture or habitation that of a light, the word can be picked up from one location and placed in another. So we are walking around and our soul is living in this tabernacle. This is an earthly house. And with confidence, we know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved or disintegrated, terminated, ended. Hallelujah. We have a building of God. And the description of the building of God is a house not made with hands. And it is an eternal house. It is a foundation that cannot be moved. Hallelujah. But rooted and grounded forever and ever, eternal in the heavens. Praise be to God. No need for this to be a mobile or movable habitation, because once we enter into the building of God, hallelujah, we are clothed upon. Amen. Glory to hallelujah. As he went on describing how we groan and we earnestly desire to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Praise God. And some people are not even preparing to be absent from the body, glory to God, and present with the Lord, but seeking to stay down here as long as they can. Oh, glory to God. But we have to have this assurance. We have to know that we are ready. We have to know that this earthly house only temporary. It's only a temporary dwelling place. Praise the Lord. But one day we have to move from this place. We have to move on into the eternity. We have to move on into the afterlife, because this life is only for a short time, and we will not remain here. Glory be to God, but all I can think about is if I'm absent from the body, it means I'll be present with the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Who doesn't want to be present with the Lord? Amen. And I can't help but think about the song that somebody wrote saying that if I don't wake up in the morning. Hallelujah. Everything will be all right. Oh, glory to God. No need to worry. No need to wonder what's going to happen or where I'm going to end up. But having that assurance, being confident enough to know that you're walking upright, you're living right, so that whatever the day the Lord calls you, it'll be all right. Hallelujah. Absent from this body, away from this tabernacle, should it be dissolved. No need to worry, because we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, an eternal house in the heavens. Praise the Lord, groaning earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon. Praise be to God. And also, Apostle Paul mentioned how we groan, being burdened, and it's vexing to see all the iniquity and everything that's all around us. But our desire is to be clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Mortality. We are mortal. Hallelujah. It's the state of being subject to death. But immortality is what we are desiring to be clothed upon with. Immortality, the ability to live forever. Or in other words, eternal life. Glory to God. It's mortal put on immortality. Praise the Lord. Now, he talks about what God did. And for the self same thing, God wrought this wonder in us. Hallelujah. Also, that he has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. He has given to us the earnest of the Spirit, the seriousness and the sincerity of the Spirit. Nothing to be taken for granted or lightly, but having the depth and firmness, amen, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, when it comes our time to be absent from the body, we rejoice because we'll be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And we know that, but we are expecting by faith. As he said, we walk by faith, not by sight. This is not something we can see with the natural eye, praise the Lord, but it's that walk of faith, having that trust in the Lord, looking to him, expecting that one day we will have in heaven, amen, we have the building of God that's not made by hands. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. That's the most important part. No matter what we do, how much we desire this and we hope that, we labor that whether present or absent, we will be accepted of him. We want God to be pleased with us. We want him to be pleased with our ways. Praise the Lord. We want the Lord to be pleased with the offerings that we give. Amen. The praises that we render to him. The ministry that we perform for him. We want him to be pleased with it, and we want it to be acceptable unto him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the 10th verse, therefore, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. We all are going to appear before the judgment seat, and whatever we've done in our bodies, whether it be good or bad, we're going to receive that reward for what we've done in our bodies. Glory be to God. We know that the Lord, he loves us, and it is the power of the love of Christ that constrains us. Amen. That power of the love of Christ that severely restricts the scope, extent, or activity of our lives. Amen. It's a narrow way, as the Lord encouraged us to enter in at the straight gate. Praise God, because narrow is the way that leads to life. Oh, praise the Lord. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. Glory be to God. But the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Everyone was dead, but Christ came and he died for us. He gave his life for us. Amen. He died in our stead. We were the ones who deserved to die. We were the ones who deserved everlasting destruction and punishment, damnation. But Jesus, he came as the sacrifice. He came and he gave his life. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do what he did, but he did it because of his great love toward us. Not that we loved him, but because he loves us. Amen. So then he gave his life for all of us. And in case you don't know this, and you want to name the name of Christ, and you want to be one of his disciples, be reminded of the question that Apostle Paul asked the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, also verse 20. He said, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" So it is the love of Christ that constrains us. "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Amen. This earthly house, this earthly tabernacle, glorify God in this body, in this tabernacle. Once gone, and we are absent from this earthly house, we are expecting to be present with the Lord and clothed upon with our heavenly house. Oh, praise be to God. So we are not our own, but we belong to the Lord. We have been bought with a price, the price that Jesus paid, his shed blood on the cross, hallelujah, his persecution, oh, his crucifixion. Oh, he did it for you and for me. Oh, praise the Lord. And we don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to him. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So be reminded that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. God wants to live inside of our earthly tabernacle. God wants to rule in our lives, and we ought to yield him the right of way. We ought to just submit to the will of God, humble ourselves before him, and allow him to do whatsoever he pleases. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the word of God. It's so powerful. The word of God is right. And when we get into the scripture, then we really get deep into the word and we start digging down into the scripture, we will find so many things that we never knew before, that we had no understanding of. But God, he will enlighten us. He will show us the way because he is a God of light. He's not a God of confusion. Praise the Lord. But he makes things plain enough that we can understand, hallelujah, our need for him, our need to change our ways. Oh, glory be to God. As the scripture lets us know here in the 16th verse, wherefore, henceforth, from this time forward, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, here's the stipulation. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more after the flesh, that is. For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Any man, woman, boy, or girl, if you be in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, in other words, take notice of this. Pay attention. All things are become new. That is, because Christ died for us. He paid the price. Oh, yes, Lord, we've been bought with a price. We don't belong to ourselves. So if we're in Christ, we are constrained by his love. Amen. And he preserves us. He keeps us from evil. Amen. He gives us the power not to yield to temptation. He gives us the power to walk upright before him and not have to live in sin. Oh, praise the Lord, because he died to take away our sins. And if we yield ourselves to him, he will surely manifest himself and his glory to each one of us. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. So being in Christ, all things are passed away. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Once we got to know Jesus, oh, something happened. Oh, glory be to God. Once we were shackled by a heavy burden beneath a load of guilt and sin. Oh, hallelujah. But Jesus, he paid the ultimate price. He sacrificed for you and for me. And now I know, glory be to God, that my life is not the same as it used to be. I know that I am a new creature in Christ Jesus because something happened. It's a joy that began to flood my soul, a joy, glory be to God, that overtook my inner being and began to just spring up, hallelujah, like a well of living water. The praises of God began to spew out of my mouth. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But we must maintain our faith. We must walk upright before the Lord. Praise be to God. We must turn from our ways. We must obey the word of God. We must keep his commandments. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're not doing what God wants you to do, stop right now and change your ways. Repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Make a change. Make up your mind right now that you're going to change. Oh, glory to God. And God, he will meet you. Oh, yes, he will. And he will make a change in your life and make you a brand new creature. Oh, thank you, Lord God. You become a brand new creation. And all the old things are passed away. New. Everything becomes new. Praise the Lord. This tabernacle that we're dwelling in is fragile. Oh, praise the Lord. And tabernacle refers to like a tent, and that's fragile. It's not going to last forever. It's not eternal. It's only temporary. Praise the Lord. But God's got an eternal house prepared for us. Amen. Jesus went away to prepare a special place for you and for me. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Apostle Paul talked about being reconciled to the Lord, to God, by Jesus Christ. And also that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And this God, when he sent Christ, he was also in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Praise the Lord. Reconcile. When we think of this word, it means to restore friendly relations between, to be reunited. And the Bible lets us know clearly that it is the sin that separates us from God. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquity is gross sin. Your iniquity have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Not that he can't hear. It's not that he cannot save. It is the iniquity that separates us from the Lord. But Jesus came to reconcile us back to God, to reunite us with God, to restore us. Oh, hallelujah. To redeem us with his blood. So then we are not our own. We really don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to the Lord. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is right. Oh, praise the Lord. And we walking along this way, this journey, this Christian journey, we are going to run into many things, and we may get weak along the way, might stumble and might even fall and even sin. Praise the Lord. But 1 John, praise the Lord God. 1 John lets us know in verse 8, chapter 1, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. Glory be to God. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thanks be to God for Jesus Christ. The verse 2, my little children, or rather verse 1, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Oh, praise the Lord. He has bought us. He has purchased us with his own blood. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So God was in Christ reconciling the world. Hallelujah. The whole entire world. He did it to save the world. So indeed, Jesus is our Savior. Oh, praise the Lord. And if you don't have a relationship with him, this is the time to know him, to develop a relationship with Jesus. Praise be to God. If you haven't accepted him as your personal Savior, right now is the time to accept him as your Savior. Oh, praise be to God. The hand of the Lord is outstretched to you, 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 and you. Oh, glory to God. Anyone who desires to give your life to Jesus, his hand is outstretched to you. Oh, praise the Lord. He is there to receive you. Are you willing to repent of your sins, to confess your sins before the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive you? He is faithful and just, and he will forgive your sins. He can save you. Hallelujah. He can reach you when no one else can reach you. Praise the Lord. He has the power to deliver you from all of your sins, from your bondage. Glory be to God, because there is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing impossible. So why don't you give God a chance and just try him this one time? Hallelujah. And I believe that you will never regret it. You will know for yourself how great God is, how good he is. Amen. You can have a relationship with him tonight. You can become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Then put away the old things. Turn away from the world. Turn away from wickedness. Turn away from sin. Hallelujah. If you're living in adultery, come out of adultery. If you're committing fornication, mend your ways. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Repent and turn away from it. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Whatever you're doing that God is not pleased with, because one day all of us are going to be absent from the body, but all will not be present with the Lord if we don't have our sins forgiven, if we don't do the will of God, if we don't obey his commandments. We will be absent from this tabernacle, oh my Lord, and we will go to eternal damnation, a place of destruction and torment day and night without end, forever, eternally. Glory to God. But we have to know without any doubt. We have to have this assurance. We have to be this confident to know that if we are absent from the body, we'll be present with the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, if I don't wake up in the morning, things will be all right. Hallelujah. If I'm taking my last breath right now, I know everything will be all right. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. I thank the Lord for the word of God. And at this time, there may be someone who heard the word tonight and heard the voice of the Lord calling unto you. Amen. Tugging on your heart. Glory be to God. Will you surrender to the Lord? Will you accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Will you give your life to him? Praise the Lord. Will you accept the salvation of Almighty God? This great plan of salvation that God has ordained for everyone, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. He's willing to save you. He's willing to deliver your soul. You don't have to try to fix yourself. You don't have to try to change yourself. But God will do it for you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, because his arms are not too short that they cannot save. But but he can reach you right where you are. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you just come to him as you are, just present your body before him and surrender to the Lord. Give your life to him, and God will have mercy. Praise the Lord. Whereas his face was hidden from you because of sin, he will manifest himself to you. He will make himself known to you, and he will hear you when you call. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. At this time, maybe someone desires something special from the Lord, and you've been struggling along this way, having doubts and uncertainties and perhaps unbelief. Praise God. Maybe your faith is a little weak and you need God to strengthen your faith. You need him to take away all those doubts and the unbelief. Hallelujah. And you want him to forgive you for not believing him, because the Bible lets us know that all unbelief is sin. It's a sin not to believe God. Praise the Lord. And he will take away that spirit of unbelief. He will take it away. That's the reason why Jesus came, to take away the sin, that sin of unbelief. He died to take it all away. Praise be to God. And he will do it for you. Maybe somebody sick in their body. Maybe somebody feeling despondent and depressed, feeling the oppression of the cares of life, feeling cast down. Hallelujah. God will lift you up. He will take those heavy burdens off of you. He will do it for you. But you must come to him and believe that he can and that he will. Praise the Lord. The prayer has already been prayed early. And all we have to do is just believe that God is doing it for us right now. All we have to do is ask him, Lord, do it for me. Glory to God. And show your faith that you believe he's doing it for you right now. Oh, glory to God. As we get ready to go into prayer, and I want to give you the opportunity, if there's someone who wants to make their prayer request known and speak it out over this conference line, if you want us to pray on your behalf, hallelujah, we're going into the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we're humbling ourselves before him and opening up the platform that you may speak directly to the Lord and say to him what it is you desire him to do. And we're going to pray together the prayer of faith, believing God for your petition. Hallelujah. Is there one who would like to make a petition unto the Lord? Star 6 and come over on the platform and tell him directly, oh, hallelujah, what your petition is, what you're desiring him to do. And we'll go to him in prayer, praying on your behalf, along with you and for you. Is there one? Hallelujah. Come on over on the platform and speak it now. Glory be to God. Is there one? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Maybe somebody want to be saved right now. You don't have to say it out loud, but you can tell God in your heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Anyone who wants something from God, you can say it in your heart. Talk to God right now. Just speak to him. Let your heart cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is there one? You don't want to overlook anyone. If not, we're going to go ahead on and pray because God can hear you. We might can't hear you on this line, but God is listening. Hallelujah. He's listening. His ears are open. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves in your presence, oh, blessed Savior. We ask you, Lord, to have mercy upon us and to look down on us right now. Oh, my God, as we pray this prayer, we ask, Lord, that you will search our hearts. Everything that's not right, Lord, please be merciful and forgive us. Have mercy, Lord, and save us in the name of Jesus. Cover us under your blood right now. Wash us and purify our hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we come to you right now on behalf of that soul, those souls, Lord, who desire to have a relationship with you, desiring that you will save them tonight. Lord, we ask that you will forgive their sins, blot out their transgressions, wash away their iniquities in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask, Lord, that you will receive them and make them whole. Lord, save their souls and save their lives. Fill them, Lord, with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do it right now while we're praying this prayer. We come, Lord, oh, Lord Jesus, for them and along with them, praying with them, Lord, believing with them, Lord Jesus, trusting with them this night in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, my God. We're praying, Lord God, for those who are on the prayer list, one by one, name by name. We pray, God, that you will please look on the names that are written on the prayer list. Oh, my God, and look on their petition that is written by their name. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will read that petition, my God, and consider it tonight. Then grant it, my Lord, according to your will, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, we believe right now, and we touch and agree in faith, Lord, in this prayer. We believe that we have the petitions we've asked. We believe, oh God, for deliverance tonight. We believe, Lord, for a touch. Oh, my God, we believe for strengthening of our faith. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we believe. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, for the healing of the sick, for the healing, oh, my Lord, of the afflicted. We believe tonight, Lord Jesus, for the healing of those who have terminal diseases, where the doctors have given them up. We believe tonight, Lord, for miracles for their lives and restoration of their, making them ever with hope. We believe you this night, Lord Jesus, and we take you at your word. Oh, Lord God, we pray, oh, Lord, for that one, for those who have a special request tonight, a special petition before you, Lord Jesus, desiring something from you, Lord, talking to you right now from their heart. Oh, my God, even speaking out loud where they are, though we can't hear them, Lord, you can. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you can hear them right now. And we pray, Lord God, that you will visit them right this moment during this prayer while we're praying. Let them feel your touch. Let them feel your presence. Oh, my God, let your holy angels, your heavenly host, be encamped round about them, Lord, and let them know that you are there for them. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we believe you. And we are taking you at your word. Oh, my God, we praise you. And we magnify you, Lord. We thank you for your mighty move, Lord Jesus. We thank you for just having mercy on us, Lord. We thank you for forgiving our sins. We thank you, Lord, for hearing us when we call upon you. We thank you for coming to see about us. We thank you, Lord God, for coming to our aid. We thank you for opening doors and for making ways for us. Lord, we thank you for encouraging us along the way. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for working things out in our home, Lord, on our job. We thank you, my God, for just having mercy on us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done, Lord. We thank you right now for what you're doing while we're praying, hallelujah, because we believe your word that before we can even ask, before we even call you, you already answered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify you. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Ever have your way, my God, and let your holy will be done. Lord, give us that confidence. Give us that assurance to know that should we be absent from the body, we can be present with you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this great ministry, Lord. We thank you for those who continue to labor in this ministry, asking you, Lord God, to let this ministry continue to grow. Let it prosper, Lord. Let it reach many more souls, and let souls continue to be blessed. Oh, my God, have your eternal way, and let your holy will be done. We believe it right now, and we count it as done. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is back into the hands of the host for tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes. So we praise God tonight for the word of God coming through, amen, the woman of God, letting us know, amen, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. God can make you anew tonight. He will give you a new lease on life. He'll turn your life all around and make everything new. We praise God for the word. Amen. We enjoy the word of God, and the word of God is right. Everything that was spoken, amen, out of the mouth of God, through the woman of God, amen, God's word is right. And God wants to fix it for you. Amen. You ought to let Jesus, amen, work in your life tonight. Amen. He could change your whole situation around. Amen. Things that seem to be impossible. Amen. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. We bless God for the word. Amen. We were just feasting on the word of God as God began to speak directly to our hearts. Amen. And this one thing about it, this is a come to Jesus moment. This is a come to Jesus moment. Amen. Right now. Is it well with your soul? Amen. Is it well with your soul? And like the, amen, like the woman of God said, amen, do you have that confidence that if, amen, if you don't wake up in the morning, you already know that everything's going to be all right. Amen. Do you truly feel that in your heart? That if you should not wake up in the morning, amen, if you lay down tonight and close your eyes, never to awake again, will everything be all right with your soul? Is it well? Is it well tonight with your soul? Amen. Amen. If not, you are the amen. Amen. Make up your mind. Get your business fixed with Jesus tonight. Amen. I wouldn't keep putting it off. I wouldn't keep on, amen, ignoring the call of God. He said his spirit shall not always strive with man. Amen. One call is going to be your last call. Amen. But while you have opportunity to accept the Lord as your Savior, why not? Why not give God a chance? So we praise God for the word of God tonight. Thank God for prayer. Amen. God's word has gone out across the airways. Amen. God's word, it has reached its target. It has went, amen, and did what it was supposed to do tonight. Amen. All we got to do is sit back and watch God work. Amen. We don't know, amen, who all is on this line. But one thing we do know, God ordained each and every one of you this night to be on this line so you could hear the word of God. Amen. The word of God, it saves us, it delivers us, it heals us, and it sets us free. Amen. All you got to do is believe, amen, on the name of Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. So we just praise God for this night. Once again, we thank God for the woman of God. Amen. We encourage you to keep preaching. Keep allowing God to stretch out in you. Amen. Allow God, amen, to use you and to operate in you as he sees fit. Because we want God to get the glory out of our lives. It's not about us. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. Amen. So we just praise God tonight. Amen. We're going to pray over the woman of God. Amen. That God will continue to bless her. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your woman servant. Father God, we thank you for your anointed. We thank you for your anointed one on this night. Father God, we pray that you will continue to look down on your woman servant. Pray that you will touch her body, give her strength. Help her to do thy will. Oh God, increase her faith. Oh God, evermore. Oh God, motivate her. Give her that zeal continuously just to step out and do something for you. Oh God, help her, oh God, to preach your word, to declare your word. Oh God, we pray that you will bless her going out and coming in. Pray that you will bless her ministry. Bless, oh God, her radio broadcast. Oh God, let your word go out over the airways, God, and reach souls of men everywhere. In the mighty name of Jesus, let somebody's heart be pricked through the word of God. Let somebody's heart be under conviction and change them, oh God, with your mighty hand. We know that way. We know you got the power. Oh God, we continue to strengthen your woman's servant. Oh God, we pray that you will deposit back into her tonight everything that has been withdrawn. Father God, give her a double portion of thy spirit. Oh God, we pray, oh God, for 100-fold, even upon her life tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, continue to raise her up, elevate her, God. Oh God, take her to great places and deeper depths in you. Places, oh God, things that we know not of. Oh God, we pray that you will enlarge her territory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know you ain't, we know you got the power. We believe you, we trust you, we count it down right now that you are going to do everything that you said. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen. So we thank God once again. Amen. For, amen, this night. We thank God, amen, for, amen, each one of you that, amen, came to this line, amen, and, amen, set in on this broadcast tonight. Amen. We pray and we know that you're not leaving the same way you got on. Amen. We pray, amen, that your hearts are, amen, encouraged. Amen. You feel more, amen, like seeking the Lord, running for your life, realizing that the days are evil, amen, and the days, amen, are coming to an end. He said, except he shorten the days. God said, amen, except he shorten the days, no flesh should be saved. Amen. We got an appointed time to leave here. We didn't come here to stay. This world is not our home. One day, amen, the death bells are going to ring for us. But will we be ready to answer the call? Amen. Whatever, amen, may be time. Amen. I just want to know that I'm ready when the Lord shall call my name. Amen. To be absent from this body and to be present with the Lord. And that's what we're working for. That's why we're seeking the Lord and serving the Lord, because we know after this life is over, we have a hope. Amen. We have a home not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Amen. And I want to go, amen, where Jesus is. How about you tonight? I said, I want to go where Jesus is. How about you tonight? Amen. Well, let's do what we have to do. Amen, to get to heaven. Amen. So we praise God tonight. We glorify God. We have enjoyed the move of God tonight, his presence. Amen. I want you to know that the presence of the Lord, amen, is with us. And tonight, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can text us at area code 912-257-3918. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, We're asking you to please text us at 912-257-3918. Also, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling from other countries, you too can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast by using WhatsApp, and the number is area code 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling from other countries, you too can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast by texting us by using WhatsApp, 678-608-7234, and we will get, amen, this link to you as soon as possible and as quickly as possible. Lord, say the same. But we want you to listen to the word of God. We want you to be blessed all over again, and we want you to share this broadcast with your friends and your loved ones, because everybody needs a word from the Lord. Amen. So we just praise God. We give God glory. And to all of our Facebook listeners, amen. This amen broadcast is recorded live. You can go to our Facebook page, and there you can retrieve all the broadcasts, amen, that have been recorded, amen, on, amen, the Prayer News Network webpage. Amen. So we just thank God for you. We pray you've been blessed. We pray you have enjoyed this broadcast. To all of our first-time listeners tonight, amen, we greet you. We welcome you. We pray, amen, that you have enjoyed, amen, this program. And we pray that this won't be your last time. Amen. We're here every night at 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Amen. We're here declaring and lifting up the name of Jesus. Won't you help us to lift up Jesus? Amen. Also, briefly and brief announcement, amen, to each and every one of you. Amen. We had it, amen, made the announcement the other night, but we want to make it again. Amen. Our visionary and founder of this great Prayer News Network, amen, has been laboring. Amen. Been a blessing to each and every one of us. Amen. But now it's our turn. It's our turn to return the blessing. Amen. And bless the woman of God. Be a blessing and sow into the woman of God's life. She has a birthday coming up this month, February the 17th. Amen. Amen. Evangelist, amen, our visionary founder, her birthday, amen, is coming up in a few days. And we want to be a blessing to the woman of God. Amen. She's not asking for anything. Amen. But I'm asking you if you would be a blessing to the woman of God. Amen. Just as much as she has sown into our lives, amen, it's our time. It's your time to sow back into her life. As much as she's been a blessing to each and every one of us, far and near, amen, it's your turn. It's my turn. It's our turn, amen, to be a blessing unto her. Amen. So once again, our visionary founder, Evangelist Annette Bradley, amen. Her birthday is February the 17th, and we want to be a blessing to the woman of God. Amen. We have, amen, a couple ways, amen, means for you to be able to do so. You may not be able to get to her, see her physically, but one thing about it, your love can reach her. Amen. Your card can reach her. Amen. Your Cash App can reach her. Amen. Amen. Anything you choose, amen, to be a blessing to the woman of God, it will reach her and get to her. Amen. So we want to encourage you, people, God. Amen. We want you to reach way down. Amen. If you're so grateful for this broadcast, if you're so appreciative for this broadcast, amen, now is your opportunity to show your appreciation, amen, to the woman of God. Amen. We want to give you a couple of information. If you have, amen, a pen or pencil, amen, a piece of paper, that you can take this information down. Amen. We want to share this with you. Amen. If you have, amen, something to write with, pencil and paper, pen, we want you to take this information down so you can have a way and means of being a blessing into the woman of God's life for her upcoming birthday, February the 17th. And the first way is, if you so desire to sow a seed into her life, amen, you want to, amen, sow a seed, a financial blessing to her life, amen, amen. Her Cash App is $GiftOfPrayer. Once again, if you'd like to sow a seed, a financial seed, and be a blessing to the woman of God for her birthday, amen, you can use Cash App. The Cash App address is $GiftOfPrayer. Once again, the Cash App, $GiftOfPrayer. And there, amen, you can, amen, send your seed, forward your seed offering, your love offering to the woman of God for her birthday. And also, for those of you that may not have Cash App, amen, we have another way, another means of you sending your love. And that is, amen, correspondence through mail. Correspondence through mail. We had an old P.O. box. The old P.O. box is no longer in use. But we do have a new P.O. box. Amen. And we want you to write it down where you can forward all your mail to and all your correspondence. And our new P.O. box is Prayer News Network Global, care of Evangelist Annette Bradley. P.O. Box 2281, Quincy, Florida. The zip code is 32353. Once again, for each and every one of you that would like to, amen, correspond through mail, send your cards, send your love offering through mail, our P.O. Box is Prayer News Network, care of Evangelist Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 2281. That's P.O. Box 2281, Quincy, Florida. Quincy, Florida. And the zip code is 32353. I'm going to say it one more time for somebody that's trying to write it down and may not have gotten it all. Once again, our P.O. Box is P.O. Box 2281, Quincy, Florida. The zip code is 32353. There, you can send all your correspondence by mail. And any other correspondence that you may, amen, so desire to send, this is our new P.O. box. Amen. We want you to flood, amen, amen, the Cash App. We want you to flood, amen, the mailbox, amen, with your love. Amen. We all have been blessed through this Prayer News Network outreach ministry, which has been going on, amen, a year and a half, almost 2 years. Amen. Her birthday once a year. We want to be a blessing, a great blessing to the woman of God. You bless God, he will bless you back. If you bless the servant of God, God will bless you back as well. Amen. I want to be blessed. How about you? Amen. I said, I want to be blessed by God. How about you? Amen. We thank you in advance, people of God, for your cooperation. Amen. And for what you're going to do. Amen. We're thanking God by faith. Amen. That you will show up and show out in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you. God loves you, loves you, loves you so, so, so very much. Amen. That he did something about it. He gave his only begotten son for you and I. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for that. So I want to show my appreciation back to God. Amen. By living for him and by doing his sweet will. Amen. So we thank God for your patience. Thank God for your listening ear. Amen. Want you to know we will be back on tomorrow night. The Lord say the same at 9 p.m. Come back. Amen. And worship the Lord with and in truth. Amen. At this time, we're going to have the last saying and the sanction of the Lord coming through our speaker of the hour, our very own, amen, Pastor Sheila Hameen, amen, out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple Church of God. And also, woman of God, you can share, amen, your broadcast information with the people as well. God bless you. Amen. Platform is yours.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for, once again, bringing us together and, you know, blessing us in this ministry. And I just thank God for all of you, for your prayer, your support, and for your love and your encouragement. And but we do have a broadcast every Friday and every Sunday afternoon Friday nights at 7 p.m. If you are available and would like to dial in, feel free to dial 319-527-6763. Once again, that number to listen to the show is 319-527-6763, and that's Friday evenings at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. Praise the Lord. And again, truly thank God for this great ministry. Thank God for all of you. And I ask that you will continue to keep me in your prayers. And I am praying for you. So with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless your holy name. Oh God, we thank you for this broadcast, for this great ministry, the Prayer News Network Global. Oh God, you have blessed so tremendously. And we know that you have so many more blessings in store. And we pray, God, that you will expand this ministry the more and reach out even to more ministers. Lord God, bring those ministers together that they may yield themselves to labor in your vineyard in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Lord, and keep us and preserve us. Bring us together. Lord, unite our hearts in love. Make us one as we are members of the body of Christ, and we are one. Lord, keep us as one and help us to labor together. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate you. We love you. Amen. We're praying for you. Amen. That God will be glorified in your life. And people of God, we thank you for your patience. Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. Amen. This night. Amen. We pray for you that God will continue to work in each one of your lives. Amen. Want you to know, amen, we love you. Amen. And God loves you best. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Amen. Until then, look to Jesus. Amen. Prayer works and we'll fix it every time. Amen. God bless you. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Blessings upon you. May he cause his face to shine upon you, Selah. In Jesus' name, good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.